I have a buddy. His name is Father Adam. He's a really good friend, really good priest. He's been trying very hard for the better part of a year now to get me to go skydiving with him, which is something I've never thought about doing, jumping out of a perfectly good airplane voluntarily for fun. But Father Adam has, and he says, oh, it's perfectly safe. The first time you go, you actually go tandem, meaning that you're with a guy and he's doing all the work, you're just falling. And he says, oh, there's a backup parachute, all this stuff to make it as safe as possible. And I'm like, I don't know, man. And he says, come on, just think about it. I said, I'll think about it. But I don't know if I'll ever go. I think he has some more like convincing to do. And I'm sure it would probably be fine if I went and be fun, along with being terrifying. But like, you have to make a decision to jump out of an airplane. And here's the thing, like, if you ask me, do you trust these professionals who are packing the parachute that they would do it the right way? I do. When you jump tandem, do you trust the guy that would be with you? I would. Do you have faith that these people who have been doing this business for however many years and there's no accidents, do you trust them? Yeah, of course I do. Okay, so you have faith in all this stuff, then jump. No. It ain't gonna happen. And I would say if my answer is still no, then I actually don't have faith in those things. That's what we're gonna talk about today, faith. Because a lot of us have a misperception of what faith is. It's very limited. We limit faith to what I believe. So in a few minutes from now, we're going to stand and we're going to say the creed, which is super good. It's this articulation of what we believe. I believe, I believe, I believe. And that's fine. But faith is not just what I believe. In fact, faith doesn't become real faith until I act on what I believe. Or another way to say it is faith is relational. So I have faith in something or someone else. So I have faith in that parachute, that it's going to work. I have faith in the person who has prepared everything for a safe jump, going skydiving, and the guy who would be with me if I tandem jump. So faith is relational, but then it's always also external. It has to be. It has to be visible. So I can say skydiving is safe all day long, but until I actually make that statement visible by doing it, then I don't really believe it. Faith is more than what I say I believe, because a person can tell what we truly believe if they just watch us. I can say I have faith in eternal life, but I spend all my time investing in this world. Well, then you know what I truly believe, what I have faith in. I can say, okay, I love my family, I desire to be with them, but I spend all my time away from my family. Well, you see what I truly believe. Someone can say, prayer is powerful. I believe that God listens to our prayers and they have a real effect, but I don't spend any time praying. Well, you know what I really believe. So faith has to be visible. You can see what a person has faith in by their choices. You look at our second reading today. It's from the letter to the Hebrews. It starts by saying faith is the realization of what is hoped for. And the word realization might be a little confusing. Maybe a better word for it is faith is the pursuit of what is hoped for. Because realization makes it sound like I have it already. But really, it's what I'm choosing. Faith is the choosing of what I hope to have one day. So I live a life of faith now because I hope to be in heaven forever one day with our Lord. And then it goes on here to describe Abraham. It says, by faith, Abraham obeyed. So he did something. He acted. By faith, Abraham sojourned. By faith, he received. By faith, he offered. All this list of things that were external that Abraham did, that you can see what he had faith in by how he lived his life, by what he did, not just by what he said. And the same is true for every one of us. You can see whether we have faith or not based on what we choose, based on what we decide. And it's interesting, even the word decide, it comes from a root word, decedere, which means to cut off. To decide is to cut off things. And that's why I think it can be so hard for people to decide things. Because if I choose one thing, it means I'm cutting off my other options. And some people are just like, Father, I have this FOMO, this fear of missing out, and so I just do everything that's in front of me because I don't want to decide. But it says, in faith, Abraham chose. He decided to do what? To cut himself off from the people that he knew and the land that he was in, to go to a new land, where there would be a new family. So he had to decide. He had to cut off certain paths and certain choices in order to live in faith. And here's the key for all of us, that to be a Christian, to be a person of faith, means that you are a decision maker. To be a person of faith means that you are a decision maker. The sad reality is, a lot of Christians forget that. Like, we forget that time and again, we are called by the Lord to cut off from our lives what God does not want and choose what he does want. It's a lot easier, isn't it, just to go with the flow and do what our friends are doing, who may not be living a Christian life, because we don't want to stand out, we don't want to be seen as different, we don't want those relationships to change or suffer. And so it's our faith in Jesus that suffers. It's that relationship we're saying isn't as important. But one of the whole points of life is to become a certain kind of person, the kind of person that God has created and called and consecrated you to be, to become. But to cease deciding that is to cease becoming that. To cease deciding is to cease living authentically. And for us, maybe just to ask the question this morning, like, are you moving? A disciple is a decision maker. A person of faith is someone who decides, who chooses. And maybe everyone in church this morning is like, Father, are you kidding me? My life is so busy. I'm doing one thing after the other after the other. Okay, so here's the question. Are you moving? Are you the one who's choosing? Or do you just happen to be in a stream that's moving? And these choices are being made for you by everyone around you. So many of us, we find ourselves just getting caught up in life or the way our culture thinks or behaves, and we're not choosing. We're not living as a disciple. We're just being carried along. So are you moving, or is the world around you moving? Or another way to say it is, are you living what you believe? Because to be a person of faith, to be a disciple of Jesus, means you are a decision maker. Someone like Abraham, who we call our father in faith. I mean, his faith was incredible. What was he willing to do? To go where God called him to go, to make decisions that I'm sure caused pain in the moment, and to leave behind what was known and familiar, to go against the flow, to go against the stream in order to become who God created him to be and to have a more fulfilling life. But let's be real. Like, it is painful. Being a true person of faith is no joke. We can say it like this. It's only when the pain it takes to stay the same outweighs the pain it takes to change that we're finally willing to change. I'll say it again. Sometimes it's only when the pain it takes to stay the same is greater than the pain it takes to change that we're finally willing to decide. So I would bet every one of us here in church right now is struggling in some way to live our faith, whatever it might be, to a greater or lesser extent, to make a decision for Jesus over something else, to choose to be a Christian instead of something easier, something that's less painful. And that's okay. Like, this is the place to be if we're struggling with that. But again, we have to remember faith is two things. Faith is both relational and it's external. But it has to be relational before it becomes external, meaning that I have to know the one I'm doing this for before I'm actually willing to do it. And so we're disciples of Jesus. As Christians, our faith is in him. But too often, our relationships with everyone else around us is more real than the one we have with Jesus. And our faith in him has to be real for us to decide for him. So we have to be people who invest in our relationship with Jesus, in the time we spend in prayer, the time we spend learning about the one who died for you. How many people have you known that have died for you? Jesus did. He loved you that much. He still loves you that much. Faith is relational in that way. I have to get to know and love the one who died for me, the one I'm doing something for. Otherwise, the pain of the decision is going to be too great, and I'm not going to do it. So I don't know if I'm ever going to go skydiving and jump out of a plane just because my friend asks me to. Probably not. But I hope that if Jesus were to ask me to do something that sounded kind of crazy, like he did for Abraham, that I would know him and love him enough to trust him. And I hope the same is true for you too. To be a person of faith isn't just saying things that we believe in. Your faith should be visible to the people who know you, because a person of faith is a decision maker. Sometimes it's painful, I get it, to live by faith. The choices Jesus asks of us sometimes make people raise an eyebrow. But faith is first of all relational. And when you trust in Jesus, when you not only know him and love him, but you really start to grasp the depth of his love for you, only then will the pain it takes to stay the same be greater than the pain it takes to change. Because you love the one you've put your faith in and would trust him with your whole life. Amen.